Welcome to the Leap to Lead, and this episode, which is all about the moment I knew I needed help. And it was a moment very, very early in my business when I seriously questioned whether I should keep going. Not months in, not years in, literally weeks. I had just started sharing my thoughts publicly through a blog. This was long before I ever imagined I'd be recording podcasts or running programs. At that point, I was simply writing and sharing. I was reflecting, putting some of my experience into words and seeing what conversations it sparked. And then one morning, an email landed in my inbox. It was long, it was angry, it was accusatory. It was a woman I'd never met, and she was accusing me of plagiarizing her business idea. The tone of the email was incredibly aggressive. It was full of assumptions about my character, my intentions, my integrity. And if that wasn't unsettling enough, she also began posting about it on social media. She never named me directly, but it was clear who she was referring to. I really do remember this moment. I was sitting there and I just kept reading it over and over again. I could feel my stomach drop. At that stage, I was brand new in business. I had barely begun. I was still finding my footing, figuring out my voice, working out what this next chapter might look like. And suddenly, I was being accused publicly of something that cut right to the heart of my integrity. And it really shook me. It shook me more than I expected. A few days later, I was sitting on the side of the tennis court. I was watching the girls at their lesson. I literally took my cup of tea with me. But my mind was still racing. I kept thinking, if this is happening in week two, what on earth is the rest of the journey going to look like? And the truth is, I was seriously questioning whether I should continue. Not because I believed the accusation. Deep down, I knew I'd done nothing wrong. But because it made me wonder whether I was prepared for what building something on my own might invite. Criticism, misunderstanding, projection from people I didn't even know. Up until that point in my life, I'd always been capable of figuring things out on my own. I grew up a farmer's daughter. Independence runs deep in that upbringing. You get on with things, you solve problems, you don't sit around waiting for someone to rescue you. That instinct carried me through my career as well. Across countries, organizations, and leadership teams, I learned to rely on myself. But sitting there that morning, watching the girls run around the court, I realized something really important. Just because you can do something alone doesn't mean you should. And so I did something that didn't come naturally to me at the time. I reached out for help. I contacted Amel and I asked if we could talk. And I still remember that conversation really, really clearly. As I explained what had happened and how shaken I felt, she listened calmly and then she offered a perspective that changed everything. She gently pointed out that the situation probably had very little to do with me at all. More likely, it was about the other person's fears, insecurities, their own sense of threat in the space they occupied. In other words, it wasn't my integrity being questioned, it was someone else's discomfort being projected. That realization lifted a huge weight from my shoulders, but something else became really clear during that conversation as well. I didn't want to walk this path on my own. Up until that moment, I'd approached starting my business the same way I approach many things in life, quietly, independently, figuring it out as I went. But there is a difference between independence and isolation. Independence can be empowering. Isolation can be exhausting. High-performing women are particularly prone to this. We are used to being capable, used to solving problems, used to carrying responsibility. So our default is often self-reliance. We think we should be able to work things out on our own. But building something meaningful, whether it's a business, a leadership path, or a new chapter in life, it asks something different of us. It asks for perspective. It asks for support. It asks for proximity to people who can see things we can't always see ourselves. After that conversation, I made a decision. I began working with Amela and I've never looked back. Not because the journey suddenly became easy. It certainly didn't. But because I was no longer navigating it alone. Having someone in your corner, someone who can challenge your thinking, help you step back from the noise and remind you of who you are when things feel uncertain, it changes everything. It accelerates clarity. It shortens the time you spend stuck in your own head. And perhaps most importantly, it reminds you that growth doesn't have to be a solitary experience. Looking back now, that difficult moment early in my business was actually a turning point. Not because of the accusation itself, but because it forced me to acknowledge something I hadn't fully recognized before. Transformation happens faster in intentional spaces. When you're surrounded by people who are also growing, when you have guidance and perspective available, when you're not trying to carry the entire journey on your own shoulders. It's something I've been thinking about a lot lately, and how important those spaces are and how powerful it can be when women come together, not just to network, but to genuinely support each other's growth. Who do you have in your corner right now? Who do you turn to when things feel uncertain? And are you trying to navigate your next chapter on your own when you don't actually have to? These are the questions I've been sitting with recently, and they might be worth sitting with yourself too.